Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we were on page 14, section 1, on the last two lines. Let's start there today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
When he comes, you will either be ashamed as a Christian, or you'll have confidence. We read in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 28, now little children, abide in him. When you abide in him, you're walking with him, you're living with him, your life is Jesus, okay? Abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Why would Christians be ashamed? Well, there's different things we go into on the judgment seat of Christ, the secret things made known, the counsels of the heart, the thoughts and the intents, that dark hidden things made light. Oh, there's so many things that are there, the secrets of the heart. The Bible tells us about all those things when they'll be made known. But blood of the lost that we were supposed to witness to and we didn't, their blood being required at our hand. So again, as we look at all of those things, I believe that as the Bible talks about count the loss, I think we'll be counting the loss of the great rewards God had laid up. He had planned to give you, planned to give me, and were saved so as by fire. And oh, that's a terrible thing. So I hope as 1 John 2:28 now has laid out, that you're living your life for the Lord, you're abiding in him, you're faithful, you're obedient to his word and commandments. And just one of the simpler things is not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a matter of some is. I'm glad to have people listening to this radio program. Some are shut-ins and can't get to a church. Some live in countries where they don't have a church at all and or would be under great persecution, and I thank God for them. But some may be listening to this and just try to use this or other like radio programs to stand in place of being faithful to God's house. But he told you to be faithful to his house and not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is. So you make sure that you're faithful to God's house. Now, by the way, I'm not your pastor, so to speak. I'm only a pastor to you in that I'm one of the under-shepherds helping you to feed from the Word of God. But the local church has a pastor in it, and he's your main pastor. He's the main shepherd, although Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd. He's the main shepherd in your life, so you make sure you're faithful to God's house. Now, there are several judgments mentioned in the Bible involving future events. I'm not going to go through all of them. For example, I'm not going to go through the judgment on sin, which took place at the cross. We can talk about the Noahic judgment and so forth, but instead, we're just going to go through three judgments here that I'm looking ahead at. First of all, the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ, sometimes you'll hear preachers say the Bema seat. Bema is the Greek word for judgment seat, and it was a rewarding stand. It's where in the Greek games they would win their races, their chariot races, or they'd win some kind of a great battle or whatever else, and maybe there are Olympic times of that in the races, but when they would come to this seat, it was called the Bema seat. It was the rewarding stand. And that's where they'd receive their reward for victory. So again, that was what the idea was behind the judgment seat, the Bema seat of Christ. It is for saved people only. It will not determine whether or not they're going to heaven. If they're saved and they're at this judgment seat, they will be in heaven. But it does look at the rewarding for their works. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 through 15, we read this, for other foundation can no man lay than that that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So all of our work should be built upon Jesus Christ. In other words, what he's laid out in his word, the obedience to his commands, leading others to Jesus Christ, that's what he's given us to do. Jesus is the foundation. Now he says, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now, I want you to think about this. Our work is tried by fire. Now, we know that fire helps refine gold and silver. Even in some ways, it's helped with precious stones. But wood, hay, and stubble is not good for fire, okay? I mean, it's not good to form something if you're going to try to form it with fire. Fire is going to burn that up. And some works are like that. You live for self, self-righteous. So many things. You had your marketing programs. You had your other things. And instead of doing God's will, God's way, you had your own way of going about. You were religious, but not righteous. Doing things that please the flesh more than please a holy God. Well, that will not be gold, silver, precious stones. And there are people that be like that, be like wood, hay, and stubble. And they'll suffer loss. You'll see there in verse 15, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. What's he losing? Reward. Not his soul for eternity in hell, but he does lose reward. Why? Because the Lord wants us to rule and reign with him. Some will be in heaven, but they won't be ruling and reigning. Okay? And so again, they suffer loss. They suffer not getting what God wanted to give them. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Well, I don't think any of us want that, but yet that's what the Bible says about it. We also read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11 about this judgment seat. Therefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust are made manifest also in your consciences. Now, do you see right there what he said? He said, everything's going to be manifested there. I mean, it's just right there, good or bad, it's going to be made manifest. The things done in your body. Now some say, well, I thought the judgment of sin already took place. It did. Jesus Christ paid it all. This is looking at a work. Some works are good. Some works are quite evil. We know, for example, that in 1 Corinthians, in chapter 4, and verse 5, therefore judge nothing, this is written to Christians, before the time till the Lord come, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. You know, that used to throw me. He's going to make manifest the counsels of my heart. Have you ever been one of those? You're at church and there's somebody just rubs you the wrong way. You don't say anything, but you're sitting there in your heart saying, oh, if there's one way I could just get even with that. Oh, I'd love to. Man, I could strangle that guy. You know, and you get that going in your heart and mind, just things you don't like, you know, about them, and you just can't stand them. Or maybe the intents of your heart is, as Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 and 13 mention. And here he says in chapter 4 and verse 5, he even mentions the fact of the hidden things of darkness. You know, darkness, looking at sin, the hidden things. There's some view that name the name of Christ, you go to church, everybody knows you. Friendly person, and yet some of you men, you have a pornography problem. You know, men look at pornography. Ladies are the ones that do pornography in the way they do. There's the actual pornography, then there's the forms of pornography where your dresses are too short, your blouses are too low, and the clothes are too tight. So I just want to say that those things are made known. Now, a person says, well, how in the world, if that's the case, that every man's going to have praise of God? Because then we're going to see that every one of us have been saved by grace. We didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it. We are in heaven by the grace, the wonderful grace of God. Now, we'll say more on that in another part. But right now, we're seeing that at the judgment seat of Christ, is that it's not going to actually be a great day for a lot of Christians. Now, some are going to have confidence, and they're going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful in few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. That'll be wonderful. But it's not going to be that way for everyone. And we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11, where he said that we appeared there, things done in our body, good and bad. He says, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. He's letting us know that one of the important things about this is being a witness for the Lord. So we need to hold on to that. Now, the next judgment is the judgment of the nations. The Lord Jesus Christ will judge the nations upon this earth at the end of the 7-year tribulation period. You see that in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. Now, I'm not going to read that entire passage, but I'm just telling you where that is, and you can read about it when he judges the nations, and so you might say separates the goats from the sheep. And then the third judgment I want to look at here is the white throne judgment. This judgment is for anyone in all history who died without Jesus Christ, who died without salvation. This judgment does not determine whether or not they go to heaven. They're not. Instead, it determines the degree of punishment they'll receive in hell for eternity. Hell be worse for some than it will be for others. But understand, the best place in hell is a billion times worse than the lowest place in heaven. Now, we have after that the great white throne judgment. Okay, this judgment, as we said, is for anybody who died without Christ. And so, again, we've had the judgment seat for nations. We've had the judgment seat of Christ for the Christians. Now this judgment seat is for the great white throne, it's called. And it's in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15. I just wanted to get some of these things laid out before I go into those verses. But look, those at the white throne judgment are there for eternity.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.